from Ruth and Luke. The Faithfulness of a Daughter and the Love of God, our continued story of Ruth, who became an important part of the chosen family of God that traveled to Moab to escape the famine. While there, the father and two sons of Naomi died after being married to a local Moabite woman. We heard last that Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, was helping to secure a future for Ruth by giving Ruth security with a member of the family in Bethlehem. Boaz, a prominent member of the community, has offered to help Ruth and Naomi. Naomi suggests a plan to Ruth that will encourage the relationship in a more timely fashion. Ruth agrees and goes to Boaz in the evening and submits to warming his feet as he lay at rest on the threshing floor of the harvest. This act of faithfulness to Boaz gives him confidence to ask her to be with him, even if he is older and she has had other suitors. Others of riches and youth did not tempt Ruth away from the man who would give Ruth a child that one day would be the father of Jesse, the father of David, the descendant of Jesus our Lord. The women of the village would say, "A son has been born to Naomi. They named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. God has been silent, only mentioned by Ruth when she made her pledge to Naomi, 'Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried.'" Ruth shows great faith and trust in her mother-in-law. No longer bitter, Mara changes her name back to Naomi because of Ruth's faith. God was faithful to God's promise to Abraham. God selected a woman from a foreign land, a woman who did not know God until she met Naomi's family, to bring the hesed love of God to fruition. Not coincidence, the miracle that God prefers to remain anonymous. The boys marry these women. God uses our circumstance to bring about love and faith to all people. We may think God causes bad things to happen so we will become faithful to God, but that is not how God works. God sees our needs, our hurts, and God meets us in the midst of the pain life brings. God gives us hope through the people and circumstance in which we live. God comes to us with help and remains faithful to us even when we turn away from God. God loves us so much that God will send people we may not know or people that do not worship the same as us to give us hope. God sent a Jewish man to die on the cross to save all creation. God calls you and me to bring God's love, hesed love, to all people because we are all children of God. God opens the gate of forgiveness and hope to us in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the Lord, the one God of all people. Walk to the gate of Jesus and see that God has opened that gate to you and me as well. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, the faithfulness of Ruth is our example of your love. The love you give to us, even as undeserving servants, is our hope for a new tomorrow. In our struggles and fears, continue to send help as we seek the open gate of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.